I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf Staff and Practice Series. The Gemara in today's Daf, Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Vav Amud Alf, towards the bottom of the Amud, recounts an incident with the son of Rav Dimi Bar Yosef. The Gemara says, Breder, Rav Dimi Bar Yosef, Hisyal Leha Hu Yanuka. Rav Dimi Bar Yosef's son had a child, had a newborn baby. Begav Til Sin Yomin Shachiv. However, within 30 days, the baby passed away. Yosef Kamis Abuli Lave. So the father of the child was mourning. He was sitting Shiva. Amalei Avuos, Rav Dimi Bar Yosef turned to his son and said, Tzvaru Nisa, Kabayos Lamechal? Why are you mourning? Is it because you want to eat Tzvaru Nisa? So Rashi explains, what is Tzvaru Nisa? Mata'amim Shemachil Nisa Avel, special food, special delicacies that they would provide to a mourner. What's this a reference to? So the Gemara in Moed Katan, Daf Chav Zayin Mubeis, tells us a halacha that in Avel Yom Rishon, the first day of Avelos, a mourner is not allowed to eat his own food. Other people have to provide for him that first meal. It's really a machlokes rishon between Tosfos and the Rosh, whether it's the first meal or all food throughout that first day of Avelos. But the halacha we pass in Yerdesh Sim and Shin Ayin Ches, that it's only the first meal on the first day of Avelos. After the burial, a mourner, an Avel, comes home. If it's the same day that the burial occurred, that first meal that he wants to eat has to be provided by other people. He can't buy with his own money. Other people have to provide him that meal. And therefore, our Gemara is telling us, and that's really how the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Siman Shin Ayin Ches, Sivav, that this halacha, that other people have to provide that first meal, is only relevant if it was a baby that was able to live for 30 days. However, if the baby died within 30 days, then this halacha does not apply, and other people do not need to provide this Suda Savra, similar to all halachas Avelos that don't apply if a baby unfortunately passes away within 30 days, because we consider that baby to be a nefel, it's as if his wife miscarried. There are two explanations, two approaches in the poskim to explain why is it that other people are supposed to provide that first meal. Why is it that an Avel can't eat his own food? Other people have to bring him food. So the Beis Yosef quotes from Ben Yeruchim, who in turn quotes the Rush, that there's a concern that during that first day of mourning, that intense period of mourning following, immediately following the burial, there's a concern that the mourner may become depressed. He may lose his will to live. He may decide, I don't want to eat anymore. I have nothing to live for. And therefore, the halacha requires that other people come, provide him food, speak to him, and try to console him to get him to eat food and take care of himself. The Lavush quotes Rabbi Yerucham and provides a slightly different explanation, that there's a concern that an Avel, after losing a loved one, will come home and have the feeling of despair, no one cares about him. And therefore the Lavush explains, the halacha is that other people are required to come and provide him food. They provide him food in order to show him, no, we care for you, we are there for you. Both of these explanations really fall under the rubric of Nichum Avelim, the concept of consoling a mourner. And based on that, Rav Schechter in Guinness Egos has a very interesting suggestion that it would be inappropriate, it wouldn't be sufficient for other people to bring the food to the house of the Avel, to the Shiva house, before the burial. If the reason why you're bringing the food is supposed to be an expression of consolation, an expression of Nichum Avelim, that can't be done before the burial. The mission of us tells us that you can't console someone when Mesa Muta Lefanov before the burial, and therefore the act of providing the food, suggests Rav Schechter, has to be done after the burial in order to express the consolation at a time in which the mourners are able to accept the consolation.